Basima al-Safar is standing defiant in the face of the Islamic State militants. Last month, she was forced to flee her home in the northern Iraqi city of Al-Kosh, one of the most ancient Christian settlements in the world. She returned after Kurdish Peshmerga forces pushed back the militants.
ISIS came here and tried to kick us out of our home and country. They are strangers in this land. The people who got harmed the most by this are the Christians and the Yazidis.
Since her return, al-Safar has transformed her house into an eye-catching museum of Iraq's Christian heritage. With IS militants just a few kilometers away, it is a brave stance. Father Gabriel Tuma is the prior of the Lady Mary Monastery in Al-Kosh.
For the families living in this old city, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for us because of the danger. And we don't know what the future will be like for this old city, its culture, its history, and its faith.
Not for centuries have Christians and other ethnic minorities in the region faced such an existential threat, says Erica Hunter of the Centre of Eastern and Orthodox Christianity at the University of London.
Certainly the 14th century under Timur Lang or Tamerlane, the very zealous Islamic leader who came from Uzbekistan, not from the Middle East, who ethnically cleansed throughout Iraq, throughout Iran. That was a great low point. I think ISIS match Timur Lang.
Behind Al-Kosh, the monastery of St. Hormid dates back to the 7th century. It has survived the IS advance. Other holy sites may not be so lucky.
The monastery's relics are icons which are medieval and truly precious to the whole of Iraq's cultural heritage. Probably have been destroyed if one knows ISIS's track record.
The monastery of St. Hormid offers a spectacular view south towards Mosul and the territory now under IS control. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters say they will defend Al-Kosh to the death.
When the families left Al-Kosh, there were only about 60 armed men to defend the city. The next day, the number grew to 200, and more over the following days.
Christian communities that have fallen to the Islamic State have been forced to convert to Islam, pay a special tax, or be killed. Again, Erica Hunter of the University of London.
It's extremely distressing that more attention is not paid, and the Christians, East Christians of whatever denomination, because there are several denominations, do feel as if they have been neglected by the West. It's a constant question that they raise.
Religious minorities in Iraq have lived through centuries of persecution. They are determined to hold out against the latest threat, no matter how potent it may be. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.